This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. In Karnataka, the KRPP leader G. Janardana Reddy merged his party with the Bharatiya Janata Party today and rejoined the party along with his wife Aruna Lakshmi ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. They joined the party in the presence of party leader B.S. Yediyurappa and state BJP president B.Y. Vijayendra. In another political development, Congress has released a list of 5 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Prahlad Gunjal will contest from Kota, Ramchandra Chaudhary from Ajmer and Sudarshan Rawat from Rajsamand constituencies in Rajasthan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. During the meeting, both the leaders exchanged views on the Indo-Pacific and West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said his positive sentiments on India's relationship have always been a source of strength for our ties. He said India valued the Singapore Prime Minister's perspectives on the current state of the world. Dr. Jaishankar is on a 3-day visit to Singapore. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister also met the Foreign Affairs Minister of Singapore, Vivian Balakrishnan. During the meeting, they reviewed the progress of India and Singapore's bilateral cooperation. The Festival of Colours Holi is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colours on one another, exchange greetings, savour sweets and seek the blessings of elders. The joy of Holi is visible across Uttar Pradesh from Baj Mandal to Ayodhya Dham. In Punjab, the Border Security Force personnel guarding India's border with Pakistan celebrated Holi by applying Lal Gulal on each other at various border posts. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced assistance of 1 lakh rupees each and free treatment to the injured persons in fire incident at Mahakaleshwar Temple at Ujjain. Earlier, a fire broke out in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Mahakaleshwar Temple this morning. The incident took place during Bhasma Aarti. At least 14 people, including priests, have been injured in this incident. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in Indore and Ujjain. Ujjain collector Neeraj Singh has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the fire incident in Mahakal Temple, Ujjain is very painful and wished for the speedy recovery of all the devotees injured in it. The Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO has added 16.02 lakh net subscribers in the month of January this year. According to EPFO's provisional payroll data released yesterday, around 8.08 lakh new members have enrolled during January 2024. In a statement, the Union Labour Ministry said a noticeable aspect of the data is the dominance of the 18 to 25-year age group, constituting a significant over 56% of the total new members during the period. It indicates that the majority of individuals joining the organized workforce are youth, primarily first-time job seekers. The Indian Coast Guard rescued 5 fishermen from a sinking Indian fishing boat at mid-sea, approximately 50 kilometers from Porbandar yesterday. The ICG's actions came in response to an SOS call. ICG ship C-16 quickly arrived in the vicinity of the fishing boat in a short time and launched the rescue and support mission. As the fishing boat was already 75% flooded, it sank 12 kilometers off Porbandar. The ICG ship rescued all 5 members and medical support was provided to them. The UN Security Council for the first time passed a resolution today demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas in Gaza and the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages. 14 countries supported the resolution, but the United States, Israel's biggest supporter, abstained from voting. In tennis, the Indian-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden have advanced to the second round of the Miami Masters ATP 1000 tournament. They defeated the Italian pair of Simon Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori 4-6, 7-6, 10-4 after a hard-fought 3-set match last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.